A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Nuntes, Erevin 59A, pagination page 117. But we will start on the facing page at the Mishnah. So we're at Nun Ches Amid Beis 58B, last six lines of the page, pagination 116. Ein modedin ella min ha-mumche. Rashi says, mumche is an expert, and you only do the calculation of techumen, boundaries of a city, 2,000 amah, using an expert, because there are nuances, as we've been discussing, even how to hold the rope and how to pull the rope properly, which require a person who knows what he's doing. Riva l'makom echad, umiyit l'makom echad, acher, if he made one area a little bit longer than another area, so in the boundaries you could tell he went further in one of the stakes and less in another one of the stakes, so really the entire area is supposed to be squared off, and if you could tell that it looks like a mistake, shomin l'makom shariba, we analyze it and we listen to the longer one, as Rashi explains, because we assume that they didn't pull the ropes properly in the area that came up shorter, and that the long one is the accurate one. Riba echad umiyet echad, if one expert made it bigger and one expert made it smaller, based on the Gemara's basically dropping the lamid from the text, shomim lemeruba, you listen to the expert who made it bigger, because we assume that he did it more accurately. Says the Mishnah, and this starts getting very, very important, afilu eved va'afilu shivcha ne'emonim lomar ad kan tuchum Shabbos. Even a slave or maidservant at the time, like of the Beis HaMikdash, where there was such a thing as slaves and maidservants, they're partly Jewish. They did mila and tvila for the men and tvila for the women. They're partially Jewish, but they still weren't full-class citizens. They're slaves. They are trusted to say, this is the spot of the Tchum Shabbos. So normally they wouldn't be trusted for testimony, but over here they're trusted. Shelo omru chachom v'sadov alahachmir elo lahakel, because Chazal did not say this to be strict, but rather to be lenient. In other words, as we'll see in a moment in the Gemara, even though the entire concept of Tchumen is to be strict, because Mida Oraisa, it's not as limiting as 2,000 Amah, but in the strictness, which Chazal said that you have to observe, it has a lenient component in that we will trust people who might not normally be trusted. So you could have a case where we're not sure how far you're allowed to go, and these people can tell you, we remember someone reliable walking that far, and we would trust them. Let's move on to today's daf, Nuntes Amud Aleph, about the seventh or eighth line. Shala omra chachom esadav alahachmir elo lahakil. The chachomim did not say tchum of 2,000 amah to be strict, but rather to be lenient. V'hatanya, but we learned, lo amru chacham mesadav lahakel elo lahachmir. When chachamim say something, they're not coming to be lenient, they're coming to be strict, which is the way of older rabbonons. For example, you're not allowed to cook meat and milk together, and Chazal came along and said, even chicken you're not allowed to cook with milk. I mean, this is all of Durabbanan. So of course, Tuchum, if it's a Durabbanan, they're coming to be strict. Amar Ravina explained, lo lahakel al divrei Torah. The Rabbanan, the rabbis, can't come to be lenient on divrei Torah. They can't tell you that until now pig was forbidden and now it's permitted. They can't do that. Ela lahachmer, they can only add additional laws al divrei Torah. Utuchum in Durabbanan. And the Tchum of 2,000 Amah is rabbinic, and therefore they were lenient in their legislation that they're willing to trust people who would not normally be trusted. Now, we don't have practical application for an Eved and Shivcha, because we don't have slaves. But there are people who sometimes are believed in halacha, and sometimes are not believed. Not so much because of belief, but they don't stand up as testimony. You have a child, that's a typical case. And similarly, you have a woman who, in Beis Din, even if you bring in two women under cross-examination, routine testimony, that doesn't work. There are cases, it's worthy of mention, the exception, that in today's Beis Din, they will accept testimony from a woman, not as a testimony, but as a evidence. In other words, if she's the secretary, and she's the one who knows whether the person paid or didn't pay, then we're going to accept that as evidence. But it's not as a testimony in the same way. It's not testimony. What would be by Tchum Shabbos regarding a woman or regarding a child to say testimony? Now, Reb Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe explores this even a step further and points out this case of a woman, which we will say is believed, is going to be even be'ischazek isura, even if the established custom of the city was that it's forbidden to go further than a certain distance because of Tchum Shabbos, and the woman is coming along and saying, but I remember so-and-so, a reliable person, walking even further purposely because he knew that it was further, and we would trust her to uproot the common custom. And the answer is, of course, yes, the woman is believed. Partly, you take one look at the Mishnah, which says, afilu eved va'afilu shivcha, if slaves are believed, then certainly a normative Jew is believed, and a woman certainly would believed. It's so obvious that that's obvious. A woman is trusted in kashrus, she's trusted in nida, she would be trusted in Tchum Shabbos even as a single individual telling you the situation. The question that gets more sophisticated is, what about a child? Child also wasn't mentioned in this Mishnah. What happens? You're a guest in the city. You're being shown around by a 10-year-old, boy or girl. And the child says, even though the boundary goes till here, and even though everyone around us says, but my father told me you can go further. Are you allowed to go further by Tchum Shabbos? So the halacha at the end of Simen Shin Tzadi Tes is that a child, as a child, is not believed to extend the Tchum Shabbos, presumably because as long as he's still a child, there's a certain level of responsibility that's not there, and perhaps in the current lingo, he'd be willing to play a practical joke or something like that. He doesn't have that level of maturity, responsibility of mitzvahs, which the Mishnah is describing an Eved and a Shivcha do have, and the child, lahalacha, would not be granted. However, fascinating is that the child, as an adult, is allowed to say what he remembers as a child. Once the child is an adult, sorry if I said it confusing, once the child becomes an adult, he's permitted to say what he remembers as a child. Now, even though that is not always true, there are different types of testimony that a child, once he becomes an adult, cannot go back and say, I remember such and such, and say testimony as a 13-year-old, 14-year-old, what he remembers. That's because we're worried that as a child, lo duck, he didn't analyze it properly. He didn't see he's sure that so-and-so killed so-and-so, but he saw it when he was 7 years old. So now he's saying testimony. We're not going to accept that. Because, as Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes, lo duck, we're worried that he didn't analyze it properly when he saw it. But in the case of Tchum Shabbos, where it's a Derabbanan, we would trust the child once the child reaches the level where we're sure that what he's saying to us is reliable as far as that he's now a bar mitzvah, so then we would be able to accept what he saw at an earlier date. Yashar Koach, have a great day.